Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. Today's Thursday, the 11th of July, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The GIFT Nifty is hinting at a mildly higher start for the Nifty, a day after the market halted its record-setting spree. On 10th of July, Sensex fell by 0.5% and shut shop a shade below that 80,000 mark, while the Nifty too declined 0.5% but managed to close above the 24,300 level. Among sectoral indices, the Nifty Auto Index led losses, falling 2%, followed by the Nifty Metal and PSU Bank indices, which declined by 1.6% and 1.4% respectively. The Nifty Bank Index slipped 0.7%. The Nifty IT Index was down 1% ahead of earnings from Tata Consultancy Services. The tech bellwether marks the beginning of the first quarter earnings season. Revenue growth could see an uptick thanks to a perfect storm of deal ramp-ups, extended working days, favorable cross-currency trends and a brightening macroeconomic horizon. According to estimates from 10 brokerage firms compiled by Moneycontrol, TCS's revenue is anticipated to rise 1.6% on a sequential basis to 62,190 crore rupees in Q1 FY25. The momentum from the BSNL deal is expected to bolster growth. In April, the company had announced its plans to set up large data centers across four regions of the country as part of a 15,000 crore rupee deal with Bharat Sanchar Nigam. Meanwhile, EBIT margin is expected to contract by 130 basis points on a quarter-on-quarter basis to 24.7%. This would primarily be due to wage hikes effective 1st of April and a double-digit hike for top performers. Street will be eagerly awaiting the management's commentary on several key aspects: the demand environment across geographies, discretionary spending, fewer deal announcements in Q1 FY25, campus hiring and large deals. Additionally, insights into cost takeout projects, the banking vertical and the turnaround in BFSI will be crucial focal points for brokerage houses. Moving on to fund flows, FIIs remained net buyers of Indian equities worth 580 crore rupees, while DIIs were also net buyers to the tune of 1,000 crore rupees. For the year so far, foreign investors have net bought shares worth 1.4 lakh crore rupees, while domestic investors have bought shares worth 2.4 lakh crore rupees. In terms of market strategy, experts believe that there could be some more consolidation going forward, but any dip would present a buying opportunity for long-term investors. Nevertheless, they believe it would be prudent to refrain from taking aggressive long positions in the index and wait for further clarity. Additionally, they also warn that erratic swings are likely to intensify with the start of the earnings season. Traders should therefore prefer a hedged approach and closely monitor their position sizes. Shifting focus to global cues. On Wall Street, a rally in tech shares led by Nvidia and dovish comments from Federal Reserve Chairperson Jerome Powell sent the S&P 500 and Nasdaq to fresh record highs. The S&P 500 closed above the 5,600 mark for the first time, while the Nasdaq advanced 1.1% to a record close. These moves come before a key inflation report due to be released later today, which could help solidify expectations for a rate cut in September. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones are looking for the June reading for the Consumer Price Index to be up 0.1% month over month and 3.1% year over year. This would build on the positive news from the May report, which showed inflation unchanged on a monthly basis and up 3.3% year over year. Asian markets are also off to a solid start, with Japan's Nikkei 225 surging to a fresh record, crossing the 42,000 mark for the first time ever. Other Asian markets rose on the back of a US big tech rally and greater confidence on Federal Reserve rate cuts. Meanwhile, the dollar edged lower and US 10-year Treasury yield is largely flat after the Federal Reserve Chairperson Jerome Powell indicated that the US Central Bank is getting closer to cutting interest rates but wants to see further declines in inflation. In the commodities market, oil prices edged higher as crude stocks fell after US refineries ramped up processing and as gasoline inventories eased, signaling stronger demand. Gold and silver also saw mild gains as traders await US inflation data. Let's now turn our attention to all the stocks that will be in focus today. Glenmark Life will be in focus as promoter Glenmark Pharma will exit the company by selling its remaining 7.8% stake through an offer for sale. Promoters plan to sell up to 96 lakh shares through a two-day offer for sale that kicks off today. The OFS for non-retail investors will open today, while for retail investors, it will open on 12th of July. The floor price of the OFS has been fixed at 810 rupees per share. Next up is Tata Elxsi. The company reported its first quarter numbers. Net profit fell 6.5%, while revenues were up 2.3% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. EBIT margin narrowed down to 24.3% from 25.8%. Kesoram Industries reported a net loss of 62 crore rupees versus a loss of 32 crores last year. Revenues were down 12%, while EBITDA margin came in at 8% from 10.5% last year. Sula Vineyards announced its highest ever Q1 revenue overall as well as for its own brands. However, wine consumption and tourism during the quarter were impacted by several dry days nationwide and locally during the Lok Sabha elections and heatwave conditions. Power Grid will borrow up to 16,000 crore rupees in the current financial year through bonds. The company will enhance its current borrowing limit to 15,000 crore rupees from existing 12,000 crore rupees for FY25. The country's largest lender, SBI, has raised 10,000 crore rupees at a coupon rate of 7.36% through its sixth infrastructure bond issuance. The issue attracted an enthusiastic response from investors with bids in excess of 18,100 crore rupees. The issue was oversubscribed by around 3.6 times against the base issue size of 5,000 crore rupees. Lastly, ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund has bought 1.5 crore shares of Nykaa at an average price of 174 rupees per share in a deal valued at 256 crore rupees. On that note, let's move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have market expert Anshul Sehgal sharing his outlook on why he feels that the risk reward for the banking sector is looking favorable at the current juncture.
If you look at the PSU banking space, pick a stock and it will be trading at 5 to 10 times price to earnings, around 1 time price to book. Even the private sector, large private sector banks, those which were trading at over 4 times book, now trade at 2, 2.5 times book. So there has been in the private sector banks a sort of a consolidation, a time correction over a period of time. And in the PSU banking space, given the tailwinds on growth in corporate lending, even there, at one time price to book, 5 to 10 times price to earnings, there isn't lofty valuations. So in the banking space, we do expect that downsides may be limited. You may have to bear some time correction, but when the upsides do come, upsides could be material. So risk reward clearly in the banking space looks favorable at this time.
Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.